contents. "Miss Ida, we could use some boiling water and fresh towels," Miss Alice said. "Of course," Miss Ida said. "Will he be all right?"
"I expect so. The doctor's pretty tough," Miss Alice said with a forced smile.
The doctor removed a scalpel and a pair of forceps from Miss Alice's bag.
"Just what exactly is it you're preparing to do, Neil?" Miss Alice asked.
"I'm going to remove the bullet, of course," he said.
"Lord o' mercy!" Ruby May cried. "He's the bravest man what ever lived, I reckon."
"There's a fine line between bravery and foolishness, Ruby May," said Miss Alice. Turning to the doctor, she said curtly, "As I recall, you're left-handed, are you not, Neil?"
"That I am."
He dug through her bag, muttering to himself, "Where do you keep your needles and suturing thread anyway?" "And," Miss Alice continued, pulling the bag away from him, "isn't that bullet in your left shoulder?" Dr. McNeil looked up at Miss Alice. His expression was a mixture of pain, amusement, and annoyance.
"I see what you're getting at, Miss Alice, but you and I are the only medical practitioners for 100 miles or more, and nothing personal, but I'd rather go at this bullet myself than have you try to remove it with that sprained hand of yours."
He gave her a wry look and retorted,
"As I recall, you're right-handed, are you not? And isn't that your right hand in a sling?"
He sat up a little straighter, wincing at the pain.
"So, it looks like I'm elected."
Miss Alice shook her head. "Christy will do the surgery."
"Christy?" the doctor cried. "Not likely. Just look at her. She's the color of a green apple. And you expect me to let her pull a bullet out of my own flesh?"
"We have no choice," Miss Alice said. "Believe me, I would rather not have to play doctor," Christy said.
"But you'd rather not. How do you think I feel about it?" the doctor cried. "You're a teacher, not a doctor."
"Lord a mercy," Ruby May said in a loud whisper. "This is even more exciting than the race."
"Behave, Neil," Miss Alice chided. "You're acting like a child. You and I both know there's often not much more to surgery than being a good tailor."
The doctor grabbed Miss Alice's hand. "Please," he said. "Have mercy, I beg of you. I've heard about Christie's seamstress efforts. Granny Ateel said her quilting skills leave a lot to be desired."
"I'm a fine seamstress," Christie cried indignantly.
"Actually, Miss Christy," Ruby May interjected, "those buttons you done sewed on Mountie O'Teal's coat a while back..."